Woman's home in Port Allen, torn down by contractors who were supposed to demolish house next door.
Uh-oh.
Oopsie.
Oopsie. Boom. Sorry, yeah. Everybody makes mistakes.
I made one tiny mistake with everybody numbers. Everybody makes
mistakes at work. We're all human.
If you have to
human.
Deal with numbers like every day and multiple times a day, and you get one
it's
wrong.
A human error. Are you not a human being?
Yes.
Have you never made
have
a
you
mistake
never made a
at
mistake
work?
In your life?
To err is human.
Yes.
To forgive is divine.
Yes.
Do you want to be divine or not?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Jesus. Get off my fucking case. 46 and 48 are basically the same number.
We've had one interaction with each other and you've been really unpleasant the whole time.
Yes.
No?
If you asked me to make 46 cupcakes and I made 48,
would you kill me? Should I kill myself if I made 46 cupcakes?
But I demolish number 48 instead of number 46 and you've told me to kill myself. Do you feel good now that you think about it in two different contexts because it's the same?
Mm. And anyway, it's like it's done now. Always, what do you want me to do about it? You want me to tear down my house? Do you think that would make things better?
A house for a house.
Leaves everyone houseless.
Leaves everyone houseless.
Yeah.
Is that what you want everyone to be houseless?
Don't
you sound crazy.
By the act of doing it, I have learned the lesson. You yes. yelling at me about your home.
Yeah, I have to live with what I've done.
I
every
tore down
day.
Someone's house.
If I did it twice, sure, I could see being angry with me.
Yes.
One mistake, and you're acting like this?
Yes.
Like, I'd hate to see what you were like if something serious happened.
Yeah, oh, my God. Well, I'm actually scared of you right now. I'm worried about your mental health.
Yeah.
You know what the worst thing of all is? It just makes you seem pretty petty and like you're mainly focused on possessions, you know? Yeah. Or like... Honestly, the most important thing we have is our health.
Yes.
You know, try being grateful for your health.
Yeah.
Have you thought about that?
Have you tried practicing mindfulness?
Yes.
Instead of focusing on the past where I tore your house down, why don't you focus on right now where you have a whole...
Gratitude.
Mm. Go to Cafe Gratitude.
Your health. Remember the thing about your health. Be grateful for it.
Yes.
You know? What's that? You're very sick? You don't have anywhere to live and you're very sick? Oh. Oh.
What about this interaction right now? Two people talking. That's the magic. Human connection is life. That's where
life
the joy is.
Yes.
Yes.
And think about it. If I hadn't torn down your house, never would have happened.
We would never have met. We wouldn't be having this conversation.
You'd be missing out on the human connection that we're both feeling right now.
Yes.
You'd be sitting. You know what you'd be doing? You'd be sitting in your house by yourself. Watching Drew Carey on The Price is Right. Is that what you want to see? Is that what you want to see when you are just about to die, when you're on your deathbed and your life is flashing before your eyes?
Drew Carey, Price is Right.
You want to see hours and hours and hours of yourself sitting on the couch
Whose
watching
line
TV?
Is it anyway? Drew Carey.
There's Colin Mochrie. There's Ryan Stiles. Or do you want to think about the moments of real connection that you shared with other humans? Well, you felt something. Don't you feel something right now? Aren't you grateful for that? Try being grateful.
You are so in your body right now. And that's what life is.
Yes. The power of now.
Yes.
I could recommend a good app for some guided meditation.
Breathe
if you would like.
App. Breathe.app it's called.
It's really helped me. It stopped me from being so obsessed with my work.
Yeah. I get a little ding every time I need to breathe in.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening. It's Andrew here. To get access to this full bonus episode along with all of our other bonus episodes every week and to help support the show, head on over to patreon.com/buntavista and sign up for $5 US a month. Bye.